Okay, welcome to July 14th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. As promised, 1913, happy birthday, Junie. Gerald Ford, number 38, had been the first vice president chosen under the terms of the 25th Amendment and, in the aftermath of the Watergate scandal, was succeeding the first president ever to resign in 1974. Ford's reputation for integrity and openness had made him popular during his 25 years in Congress. From 1965 to 1973, he was House Minority Leader. Born in Omaha, Nebraska, in 1913, he grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan. He starred on the University of Michigan football team, then went to Yale, where he served as assistant coach while earning his law degree. And then he joined the Navy. History.com says he was a model who posed in his military uniform on the cover of Cosmopolitan magazine in 1942, but wasn't officially credited, whatever that means. Was he on the damn cover or not? Anyway, during World War II, he attained the rank of lieutenant commander in the Navy. After the war, he returned to Grand Rapids, where he began the practice of law, and he entered politics. A few weeks before his election to Congress in 1948, he married Elizabeth Bloomer, aka Betty. Legend has it, during their honeymoon, Ford took Betty on a date to a Michigan State Rose Bowl playoff game against Northwestern. Ford was apparently big into football. As president, Ford tried to calm earlier controversies by granting former President Nixon a full pardon. Ford vetoed a number of non-military appropriation bills that would have further increased the already heavy budgetary deficit. During his first 14 months as president, he vetoed 39 measures, which were usually sustained. A major goal was to help business operate more freely by reducing taxes upon it and easing the controls exercised by regulatory agencies. In foreign affairs, Ford acted vigorously to maintain U.S. power and prestige after the collapse of Cambodia and South Vietnam. Preventing a new war in the Middle East remained a major objective. By providing aid to both Israel and Egypt, the Ford administration helped persuade the two countries to accept an interim truce agreement. Meanwhile, détente with the Soviet Union continued. President Ford and Soviet leader Leonid Brezhnev set new limitations upon nuclear weapons. President Ford won the Republican nomination for the presidency in 1976, but lost the election to Democratic opponent, former Georgia Governor Jimmy Carter. On Inauguration Day, President Carter began his speech, quote, "For myself and for our nation, I want to thank my predecessor for all he has done to heal our land," unquote. A grateful people concurred. Ford died in 2006 at age 93, outliving all other presidents, by the way. Gerald Ford, who only served 895 days in office, had the shortest tenure of a president who did not die in office. And that's your Gerald Ford wrap-up. Junie, by the way, was his nickname, which was short for Junior. Okay, 1995, MP3 is born. Why was it invented? Because in ancient times, a high-end home computer only had a 500 megabyte hard drive. A 3-minute song on a CD was 32 megs. Internet downloading speeds were limited to 56K and would literally take all day to download a song. Who's got time for that? The MP3 used compression to reduce the song size to about 2 to 3 megs. Now we're talking. And finally, 1881. Pat Garrett catches up to Billy the Kid. Garrett got a tip that Billy was holed up at his buddy Pete Maxwell's place in Fort Sumner, New Mexico. And Garrett snuck in on July 14, 1881 and waited for Billy in the dark. The popular legend, and there are several, says that Billy walked in, saw Garrett's shadow, and said, "Quién es? Quién es?" And Garrett shot Billy the Kid dead. And that's it for July 14th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Thanks for listening.